Perhaps you've been traveling in some third world nation and were swarmed by child beggars, some with upsetting deformities. You want to help, but is giving them money a good thing to do? A child advocate from Pakistan says absolutely not. We asked Zulfikar Rashid, author of The Rat Boys of Karalabad, why not?
Susan, the answer is very simple. The money that you think is going to go to that beggar actually does not go to that beggar. It goes to the organized group, whether you call them criminals or not is a matter of debate. It goes to them, not to the person that you think is going to help.
Who are these organized people?
Well, it depends. It depends. It's different from country to country, but if we generalize, we can say that usually it is actually either a criminal gang, a ring of people that have either abducted children, women, and men from their homes, villages, and are forcing them to go out and beg for money. Or the second source could be that it's still a criminal ring, but they work under the guise of religion and work out of shrines where they have children, women, and men going out and begging for money.
One time I was sent by the government to India to do a story for The Voice of America, and I had a guide with me, and there were several children that were severely injured. One of them, his legs had been deformed, and he scooted around the ground like a snake. And my guide explained to me that this young man, as an infant, had his parents had crushed his legs with a hammer so that he would be a better beggar when he grew up. Have you heard of this before as well?
Yes, indeed I have, and I have heard and know for a fact of even worse. In my book, The Rat Boys of Karalabad, it actually tells the story, which is based on fact, of the rat boys. These are children that are abducted from their homes, from the streets. Then they are put into these metal caps, or leather is bound over their heads when they are small. As they grow, their heads don't. So by the time that they are in their 10, 11, 12 years old age, they look like rat boys because their heads are much smaller than the rest of their body. That's just one example, but pouring hot lead into one eye socket, or tying the hands or the legs, or crushing legs like you just mentioned, these are all these very, very abhorrent acts that sometimes even parents, but mostly it is people who kidnap these children. They take these acts to create, as you said, better beggars that you get more sympathy for.
Well, people do want to help. What is a better way to help these children other than giving them cash?
Yeah, as hard as it may seem, the better thing is to give the money to established charities. So I don't want to convey that we should just turn a blind eye towards these children, towards this organized beggary crime, but we should look at organizations like the EV organization in Pakistan, for example, or Angan in Pakistan. There are other organizations in India and Bangladesh. Of course, UNICEF has a lot of programs, but I think that local organizations that are established and well-known are the ones that we should give charity to, because they have a system established where they bring the children in, they give them a consistent house, shelter, food, education. That's what people should do rather than give money to the beggars on the streets.
Do governments need to crack down more on the criminal aspect of all this?
Yes, absolutely. Most of the countries and governments do that, but the problem is that it's almost a socially acceptable form of behavior in countries like Pakistan, India, Bangladesh. There was an article from Gillian Keenan in the Slate in September of this year, which actually referred to there was an estimate of about 60,000 children disappearing in India every year.
Zulfikar Rashid, child advocate and author of The Rat Boys of Karalabad. If you want more on this story, you can visit his website at www.zulfikarrashid.com.